Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
This is a thorn in my side. The fact that I've never been able to pull this off. I got on top of him. I was writing his face and it was like dripping down on him. That's what it was. Oh my God. Yes. The kicker is at the base of his cock, he has a Rolex Submariner at the base of his cock. Hey everyone, how's it going out there? All right, I'm gonna jump right in. Well, I've got lots of fun things to talk about. First thing is, this is my 100th episode. Yay! I need like some background canned applause. I can't believe it's been 100 episodes. Thank you guys so much for following me for 3 years. I'm now in the start of year 4. Holy shit. Can you believe it? Anyway, yes, we're starting year 4 here. We're 22 days into year 4 to be exact. And I have some fun announcements. You know, I wish this podcast would have been a little bit more exciting as far as the content. I really was trying to think, well, what am I going to do special for my 100th episode? What am I going to do? And I just didn't have time, quite frankly, I wasn't on it enough to make that happen. So I do have one fun big announcement. So I'll get to that in a minute. But I really just want to start with saying again, thank you guys so much for listening. You're the reason I'm still here. Gosh, remember, if you've been following from the beginning, remember way back when I was just starting this and I really was just basically talking to myself. It was an audio online diary. And then at some point it did switch and I was addressing, you know, the listeners because I started to see, holy shit, people are listening. I'm getting messages, I'm getting feedback. And, you know, and it just took off from there. So I want to just thank everybody really from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. When I look back and just look at what's happened in that time span, wow, a lot of life changes, a lot of just self-discovery. It has been truly fascinating. And thank you so much for being along with me on that ride. Okay. Now, let's get to the big announcement. Here it is. So, you know, I've been trying to figure out how to change the show. Like, what am I going to do? I tinkered with just letting it go. I said, nope, I'm going to let it go. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe I can change it. If I did that, what would that look like? What would I do? And, you know, there's some old thoughts that I tinkered with along the way started kind of coming back up, you know, old ideas, concepts, things I just never tried. And it kind of all came together. It's weird. Just you get little whispers. Someone will say, you know, they'll give you a suggestion they'll say something. It reminds you, you know what? I have thought about that before. I thought about that a couple years ago and I never did it. So anyway, what I'm going to be doing is within, I would say, the next, hopefully 45 to 60 days, I'm going to hustle really hard. I'm going to try to beat that deadline. But in the next 45 to 60 days, I'm going to change the show format. I will be now recording a video recording. So it will be a video recording, obviously, and you'll have the audio too. Well, what does that mean? Obviously, you get to see me. So there's a little caveat to that, but you're going to get to see me. So I'm not going to give away all of the goods right now because this is just the outline of the plan. I'm also going to be moving the video version over to OnlyFans. And the reason I'm doing that is because obviously if I'm doing video, the production cost is going up. But the other thing is this is going to give me a way to really focus in and communicate with people that are really fans, really, truly fans of the show. I have a few different platforms that I'm using, social medias. I try to keep up with the messages on there and get back to people. I do a horrible, horrible job. And what I've realized is if I want to really connect with everybody, I've got to get it on one platform, and I want to start doing, you know, extra things. So now I'm doing the video. Okay, so the production cost of the show is going to go up a lot. And up to this point, it's been, you know, 3 years. I haven't received one donation, subscription, nothing. I've done the whole thing myself. The website, the, you know, everything that paid for the editing. I mean, all the costs have, I've just done that, you know, because it was kind of a hobby. So now I'm thinking, you know what? I have a lot of fun, exciting ideas, a lot of things I want to do, but it is going to, it's going to be more expensive. So that's what I'm doing. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. I'm gonna do the things I said I wouldn't do. Show my face. I'm going to have pictures up, and you know, and so I'm still putting together all of the stuff that the OnlyFans will get, and it's gonna be a lot. Trust me. My motto in business has always been, you know, under promise and over deliver. So that's what I'm going to do. This is a little teaser right now. I don't have all the details. I'll probably also send out a quick little shout out to, I'll finally use my subscribers list. Remember, I've outed myself on that a million times. I've never used it. Your emails have just been sitting there safe. Nobody has them but me. I just don't, I haven't ever done a darn thing with them. I know, shameful. So I will send out an email offer, and it'll be a really good one for anybody that wants to sign up, sort of in the, you know, I guess the first sign up phase and for the subscription. And then that way you'll get the best deal. I'll only offer it. It'll be ridiculous. So it'll definitely be very, very reasonable. I mean, this is not even going to be, not even a tank of gas. So don't worry about that. You know, I'm not going overboard. I'm not trying to get rich off this. I just want to be able to, I want to change the show, and I want to be able to have somewhat of a decent production value. And I don't know anything about video, so I'm going to need help with that. The good news, though, is if you don't want to sign up, no big deal. I'm still going to have the audio version. The free, you know, the audio version is always going to be on iTunes. And I know that some of you commute, some of you, you know, you can't be watching a show while you're commuting. And I know that you love to, I get so many of you that love to listen to the show when you're commuting. Don't worry. It'll still be on iTunes, you know, free, always. The audio version will always be free. But if you want to see the video and watch me while I'm doing it and what I'm wearing and, you know, just obviously see me, I think that's gonna be a lot more fun. I'll be able to do my interviews too now on the video. You know, you'll see me and someone else together, or I'll do a side by side where I'm doing, you know, we're doing a remote interview. It's just gonna be a lot of fun. I'm gonna try to get some really good interviews lined up as well. So just different people in the industry, kind of related around what I do. You know, it could be just well-known, I guess, sex figures. And I have a friend that's a sex therapist. I'd like to try to get him on the show, a good family friend. Just kind of take the show in a different direction. Of course, I'll still be talking about my stuff, my sex life, all that good stuff, but it's just going to have a little, it's just going to have a little broader reach. We're going to expand the content and all the things that I can do. And again, therefore, you know, I have to start moving this more away from the hobby level and get serious about it and move it up to a business level. So this is what I got to do. All right. That's the big announcement. I hope you guys are excited about that as I am. Oh, also one more thing I'll be able to do, once it gets going, I'll be able to do some live broadcasting. And I know a long time ago, again, I kicked around the idea of getting an app. I'll get an app and, you know, people can participate in the live broadcasts. And it's just going to be, like I said, it's just going to be a lot more of a show with a production value. So I hope you guys are excited. I can't wait to get all this going. Okay. Next thing. I am right now seriously committed. I mean, committed to this threesome thing. This is a thorn in my side. The fact that I've never been able to pull this off. I don't know what the problem is, but I know that if you don't put some effort into it, you don't put some focus, you don't hyper-focus on it, it's not going to happen. I've avoided it for three years, clearly. It's been on my bucket list, I think, from day one. So I went back and kind of revised and revamped my dating profile, my naughty dating profile, I'll call it. And I'm actively seeking out people and couples for my male-male-female and my female-female-male. Now, Mr. Big has been on me, like literally, well, he's on me, but he's been on me about getting this threesome thing done. He wants to partake. It's funny how much he's bringing it up now. Cause you know, we just casually used to talk about it. We're like, yeah, that'd be fun. He's like, I'd really love to do that. Da, 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 you know? And he's really into watching me get fucked. He, that turns him on. He likes that. So that will be, you know, I already got a willing participant for the male, male, female, which can be hard to get two guys together that, you know, are down for that. Everybody has to be relaxed about it. You know, your penises might touch. I mean, penises may touch in this act. You can't be homophobic. You got to just be okay with it. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna make anybody do anything they don't want to do. But hey, if somebody wants to suck a dick, if another, that's fine with me. Obviously, I know I want to suck a dick. I'll be dick sucking. But if anybody else wants to suck one too, you know, that's fine with me. There's all kinds of fun, crazy things. The more liberal someone's willing to be in that scenario, there's just a lot more, you know, hot, fun things you can do. I think it'd be really hot to be sucking a guy's dick while he's sucking another guy's dick, you know, and just like gagging on his cock while he's sucking on another guy's dick. Or even better, I'd be fully turned on if he's getting fucked and in the ass and I'm sucking his dick. Oh my God. Yes. I mean, it's hot. That shit just, oh yeah, I want to do it all. Even having another guy come in me and then someone's going to clean this up. Who's going to eat this out of me? That's what I want. Lick me, clean me, make me come again. You know, lick my clit, make me come again, and then get all this cum out of me. I'm very excited to do all that stuff. I look back, though, and I think, oh my gosh. I remember when, in the very beginning, in year one, there was this guy, and he would call me after I'd visited one of the guys. He would always, you know, be like, okay, once you're done, come over. Come inside you and then come, you know, come over to my place and I want to clean you up. I want to fuck you again and then clean you up, you know? And I'm like, I mean, he wanted to drink it out of me, lick it out of me, whatever he wanted to do. And you know what? I think, hold on. Oh gosh, I need to go back through all my podcasts. I have done some shit. If I remember correctly, B.E. did that. Not some other guy's cum. His own cum. He came on my stomach or right around, you know, he came right around my pussy. And yeah, it wasn't on my stomach. Came right around my pussy and then, licked it and cleaned it up. Yeah, and I got on top of him. I was riding his face and it was like dripping down on him. That's what it was. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh shit. I gotta get back to my nastier. I gotta get back to some nasty shit. I mean, yeah, that was fun. I remember that. We stayed in this nice hotel it was a decent one. Yeah, cute little, like, had a kitchen and, you know, we had dinner. Oh, that's right. That was hot. That was very hot. That was, I think that might have been, at, we hadn't seen each other for a while, I think. And we got back, you know, we just said, okay, let's make some time. And we did that. Yeah. And that was sexy. Oh, God. Okay. Whew. I'm going to have to take a shower after this and whip out my big dildo with the suction cup and go to town on myself. I'm getting myself all revved up. I love that new dildo, by the way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's, size up, ladies. Size up. You won't be sorry. I mean, I use it sparingly. I don't, you know what? I'll tell you a little bit. I'm a little worried. I know it's a myth, but I'm a little worried. I don't want to get stretched out. And it does take a lot of lube to get it in me. Oh, my God. But, man, when I do, holy shit. I can feel like it's weird. It's like I almost feel, it feels like my pubic bone muscles kind of stretch a little bit to get that thing in there. I might be imagining that, but that's just the sensation. Anyway, oh my God, when it gets in there, it's unfucking believable. Yes. And it's, I'll be honest, it's easier to come with when it went like that, when you're just, I guess when every little part is filled, I don't know. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I do love and enjoy, I am loving and enjoying my new dildo. I'm so glad I did it. I don't know what the hell took me so long. I'm slow to the party with this stuff. I gotta tell you, I've always been slow to the party. Like my iPhone, I think, is about 4 years old. It's a 7. It's an iPhone 7. I thought it was an 8. And then some, I was checking it because I'm like, I think I should get a new one. You know, and I've been getting those offers from AT&T like, oh, you can upgrade, you can upgrade. I mean, I've been getting them for years. And I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, I just am lazy. You know what it is? When you're used to using something and you like, I don't want to learn something new. Like, I don't want to spend a day or two, like, not being able to use it, not know where everything is like I used to. I get lazy like that. But part of what I'll be doing with the OnlyFans is I'll be able to, I am going to get a new phone because I want the better camera so I can, you know, take little videos and stuff when I'm out and about on the go. You know, maybe I'll be doing naughty things in dressing rooms. Who knows? Who knows? You might want to, you know, I don't want anybody left out. I know I get constant barrage of messages saying, I'd like to do that with you, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Now you can. Not physically, but you can watch and be there in spirit. Now, I want to give a caveat though. Let me correct that. I don't want to make it sound like I'm going to be doing any kind of porno. I'll tell you straight up right now, so nobody's disappointed. It will not be porno. It will not be pussy pics. I won't be showing close-ups of my vagina, or me shoving my big dildo in there. It's none of that. It's going to be, there'll be, you know, sexy naked pictures, but maybe more of a PG Playboy version, if that's putting it correctly. Like, I'm just not going to show, it's not going to be porno. So you don't get to see anybody fucking me. You know, you might get to see hands on me. I don't know how far I'll go with it, but it'll always be ultimately a tease. You're not going to get to see, you know, the actual sex act or anything like that. So let me clarify that. I know there's a wide variation of who's on OnlyFans and what they use it for. This is going to be, you know, more about the show, fun, sexy teasing, and, you know, you'll get to see me. I'll be wearing some interesting outfits. I'll say that, you know, when I podcast, you just never know what you're going to get. You might get me in my workout clothes. You might get me in some lingerie. Who knows? The other thing about that, though, is I'm going to have to fucking do my hair and have to pay. Right now, like, I'm sitting here. Let me describe my outfit. It's a house outfit. It's not one you'd go in public in. It's just your comfy, oversized sweatpants, a big, loose, comfy sweatshirt, and I've got my hair pulled back, no makeup, and I'm just, you know, looking real plain. So I'm gonna have to think about this though. I'll do variations. Like, okay, I'll get dressed up for you on these days, and then other days it's gonna be like, look, you want to see what I look like in the morning? Here I am. So we'll have fun with it. We'll have fun with it. But again, we'll get to interact more, and you can give me this input and give me this feedback. You guys can make suggestions. You can say, hey, I want to see this, or I want to see that. You can also ask me for customs. If you want something directly from me, a picture this way, I want to see your butt, your blah, 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 wear a G-string and straddle the couch. I will take a picture just for you. So that's fun. Okay. Enough about that. Anyway, so I'm back to the, I'm doing the profile, you know, getting this profile kind of up to date, put some different pictures on there, really kind of saying, hey, I'm seeking, you know, my focus is threesomes and kind of like what I call friends with benefits, which is basically, it's kind of like just more about what I was doing in the beginning. I like to have, usually my preference is to have three good friends with benefits. And that way, you know, you can stay, there's enough flexibility in everybody's schedules that you can make it happen. You've got enough options, but I want to be, you know, these are guys that you genuinely like. They're sexy. You're comfortable with them. They know your body. You know theirs. You have great sex, and it doesn't even, for me, it never meant doing overnights. I guess I could do overnights, maybe, you know, but it doesn't have to be that. It's just real casual, but it's not like a fuck buddy. A fuck buddy is more of like a booty call. Like, okay. And I haven't done a booty call in, I don't know if I ever did booty calls. I got to tell you, I cannot legitimately think of a time I've ever had to do a booty call or done one, because you know what? I was always getting booty called. I didn't have to make the call myself. I think that's more of a guy thing. I'm still getting booty calls. I still get booty calls. Mr. Big, I think, is my biggest booty caller. I'm like, for God's sakes, man, how old are you? You're a grown-up. You should have left this in your 20s. Anyway, no, love him. I love him. He's, you know, he stays up late. So, and that's about the time he's ready to do it. All right. Okay, online dating, back to that. Sorry. My profile's up to date. I'm sifting through. Now, while I'm doing this, I'm back to the ridiculousness of all of the stupid comments and shit that comes into my inbox. I will, you know, I'll easily have over 100 messages in there, but I have to kind of fight to keep them cleared out. I was clearing them out the other day. I wish I would have, and after I cleared them out, I'm like, God damn, I should have saved some of these. They're hilarious. Anyway, I mean, just the opening shit and the one-liners you get, it's atrocious. It's atrocious. Let me see if I still have some of them. I only got 50% of them cleared out. So there's still, I had a little over 100. Now I've got 53 in there right now. So I'm trying to work through and get those out of there. But so let me give you an example. Here's one. Greetings, cunt. That's the opening line. Greetings, cunt. And normally I would just delete that, but actually this guy was like, okay. So I said, hi, dickwad. What the fuck do you want? Didn't get a response on that one. Let's see. I want to use your big tit slutty body. Where can I see you? You're hot. This person also listens to the blog. I'm loving your podcast and blog. He's nice. I'll keep him. See? If you lead with something, you know, look at my profile, pick something out, identify something about it, lets me know that you read. That's really easy to do. I mean, it takes like 2 seconds. That's what I do with a guy. I'm like, oh, you know, hey, I saw, you know, I shouldn't say that's what I do. I'll do that in response after somebody reaches out to me, I'll go and read theirs, and then I'll respond with something that lets them know that I actually read what they had to say. I won't go through all of this shit, but it's pretty crazy. And Obviously, out of that, I'm getting more, the dick picking has gone through the roof again. But you know what's interesting? I don't know why. Maybe it's hormones. Who knows? I'm not as bothered by the dick pics right now. It's not irritating me as much. I've actually just been more like studying their penises. And one, you know, thoughts are formulating based on this. So the most interesting one I got was this guy sent me a dick pic. It had a piercing kind of across the top of the shaft, but off center, a little bit to the right, kind of listing to the right. And it was like a U-shaped piercing. It was not one of those, what do they call them, Prince somethings through the pee hole in the head. It's just on the shaft, real small, almost like a belly button ring size. But it had like these little, the end caps were pointy. And I'm thinking, fuck no, would I put that in me? And then here's the kicker. I guess he wanted to emphasize how thick his cock is. The kicker is at the base of his cock, he has a Rolex Submariner at the base of his cock. Now, I don't know. I think that's pretty thick, but I couldn't. And I just kind of stared at it for a while, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. But I did delete it. I didn't save it. You know, maybe I'll have maybe on my OnlyFans, I'll start having a section of my dick pic wall of shame. I said I'd do that a long time ago. This might give me the opportunity. Okay. And then the other one, this one guy had the biggest mushroom head I've ever seen. I mean, literally, it was like an umbrella over, it was like a big head with a skinny base. And you could have hid from the rain underneath that thing. It was interesting. Kind of like a plunger effect. And I thought, does that, when it goes in, does it like, it looks like it would seal you tight like a diaphragm. Anyway, that was interesting. I kind of thought, what would it be like to fuck that? That's the only time I ever thought, I might just be interested just to see what the effect of it is. I deleted him too. But yeah, I'm reacting a little bit more. I'm a little more dick friendly, maybe dick pic friendly. I'm just more in. I'm like, huh, okay. Somebody took the time to send this. I guess I'll give him a little bit of credit for that. Let me study his cock. Was there something he's really trying to show me here? Because I've always just deleted him and thought, all right, not interested. I still won't go with somebody. I still won't respond, but I will give it a little, I'll give it a look-see. I will. I'll give it a good, depending on how interesting it is, I'll give it a, I'd say 10 second to 30 second glance. So there you go. I'm softening after 3 years. I'm softening a teeny bit on the dick pics. Okay. So also, I'm trying to, like I said, knock this frickin' threesome thing off my list. Now it's just like, I'm just going to do it to do it. I mean, seriously, like I just want to do it. The first time may not be that glorious. I don't know, but I figure just get it done. Just get it. It's like the first time you have sex, it's like, this is what I'm treating it like. I'm treating it like it's supposed to be this, I don't know what the fuck, this big event. And I was talking to a new potential friends with benefits the other day, and we were, chatting, going back and forth, and just talking about the threesome thing. He's of course more willing to do, of course, the male female. I don't know if he has a female friend, but I am kind of thinking that I think I'm leaning slightly more towards just going with a couple. I did find a sexy couple. And the problem is, it's hard to find. This is what I was telling the potential friends with benefits guy. It's hard to find that right dynamic. You have to have chemistry with both those people. I'm more about the girl because it's going to be my first time with a woman. So I'm really more focused in on her and what's my chemistry like with her. You could be behind me fucking me. You don't have to be that great looking. You know, if I like your girl, we'll be all right. But it has to be there with the girl. Well, so I've been chatting with this couple and it's hitting on all cylinders. They're A, gorgeous, B, physically fit, all that. The guy's got the height. I just don't want to be with a short guy, even if it's in a couple. I'm not going to bend on that one. And intelligent and educated. So we're having a great conversation. I'm talking to them at the same level. We're talking peer to peer, I guess is what I'm trying to say, instead of having to just kind of dumb it down and all that. No, very, very, very nice. And I will say I have found that in my search for couples and having them reach out to me, talking to the woman is very nice. It's very nice to talk to her because I feel like women, we're like, okay, we're no bullshit. You know, we're not sitting there trying to schmooze and get cheesy and we're just kind of like, look, let's get this down to brass tacks, you know, and here's what I'm looking for, and this is important, that's important. And it's like, yes, you know, when they're mirroring back to me what's important to me, I'm like, thank you. Oh my God, why wasn't I a lesbian? If I was just a fucking lesbian, this would be so much easier. Ugh. Instead, I got to deal with guys. I love you guys. I love you. I do. Mwah, mwah, mwah. But sometimes you guys can be pretty fucking basic. And there's pros and cons to that. There's a lot I love about that heathenistic animal, no thinking, you know, kind of guy, right? But other times, you know, it's okay to lead with your brain. It's okay to lead with your brain. Try it. You might get farther with women. Just a thought. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Well, I think this is just going to be a short little episode. I wanted to put it out there, the changes that are coming. Look for that. Listen, if you want to be in the, you know, if you want to get the first offer I send out, which is going to be the best one, I will not offer it again. Don't ever ask again. I won't do it. But I'm going to, the first offer that I send out to join the OnlyFans, if you want to get that email when I send it, you've got to go to my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and sign up on my subscribers only list. It's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to get a follow-up email at this point. All it's doing is taking in your email address. I get notified and that's it. There's no, you're not even going to get a confirmation, I don't think, goes out. I can try to change that really quickly, but if you don't get a confirmation, don't worry. Yeah, we'll go from there. So if you want to be, like I said, if you want to get in on that first round, the best price that I'm ever going to give, then do it. And I don't have I'm sorry. I know it's a little rough right now. I don't have the details of that, but don't worry. You're not committing to anything. You're just giving me an email address. Go get a fake one. Don't worry. I'm not going to spam you. I don't do any of that shit. I don't have time for that. I'm just going to use it to send out a message when people can sign up. Right at the very, very beginning, might even be just a pre-launch, prior to launch, you know, sign up now and this is the deal you'll get. And I'll tell you all the stuff you'll get and you can just decide yay or nay. All right. Love you guys. And I look forward to year 4. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. So stick around. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.